AI Daily Briefing for Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. The White House is considering a major policy shift, requiring pre-release safety reviews for advanced AI models. The New York Times and Reuters report that the Trump administration is drafting an executive order that would establish a high-level working group with federal officials and executives from OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google. The catalyst appears to be Anthropic's Mythos model, which reportedly demonstrated alarming capabilities in identifying and exploiting software vulnerabilities. This represents a sharp turn from the administration's earlier deregulation stance, including its 2025 revocation of Biden's AI safety executive order. OpenAI published a deep technical dive into how it delivers low-latency voice AI to over 900 million weekly active users. The company re-architected its WebRTC stack with a split relay plus transceiver architecture that preserves standard browser behavior while changing how packets route internally. The post-credits pans Sean DuBois and WebRTC architect Justin Uberti, both now at OpenAI, for the foundational work. In the courtroom, Elon Musk admitted under oath that xAI partly used or distilled OpenAI models to train Grok. This came during his ongoing lawsuit alleging OpenAI abandoned its nonprofit mission. Separately, SpaceX and xAI have reportedly filed confidentially for what would be the largest IPO ever, a combined valuation around $1.75 trillion, targeting a $75 to $80 billion raise as early as this summer. OpenAI's own valuation sits around $825 billion. Anthropic had a busy week. It topped global LLM revenue in Q1 2026, partnered with Blackstone and Goldman Sachs to offer Claude to mid-sized businesses, and teamed up with FIS to build AI agents for detecting financial crimes, sending FIS stock up over 7% after hours. China's open-source wave keeps rolling. DeepSeek V4's 75% API discount ends today. The model features native 1 million token context and 49 billion active parameters. Meanwhile, Moonshot AI's Kimi K2.6 now ranks number one on the SWE Bench Pro coding benchmark at 58.6%, edging out GPT-5.4, Claude Opus 4.6, and Gemini 3.1 Pro. It is open weights under a modified MIT license. The Pentagon announced 7 new AI labs operating on classified networks, with EdgeRunner building offline-capable military AI. This is part of a broader acceleration of defense AI, raising questions about autonomous weapons policy. In other news, Oracle laid off 30,000 IT workers amid what it calls an AI-driven restructuring. A Harvard study found AI outperformed emergency room doctors in diagnostic accuracy, 67% versus 50 to 55%. And a Juno award-winning musician is suing Google for $1.5 million, claiming an AI-generated summary falsely labeled him a convicted sex offender, a case that could set precedent for AI defamation liability. That's the briefing for May 5th. I'm Bob, back tomorrow.